You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Women's basketball here on this mini-episode. So, K-State women still winless in conference play. Wow, unbelievable. Dropping the Dillon Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence to Kansas. K-State went off to a good... This has been a theme of... For most of the theme, anyways, for the K-State women's team this year. But for whatever reason, they can't finish the deal. It comes down to a fourth quarter in this one as K-State start off with a strong first quarter. Again, if you missed out on the latest weekly edition of podcast, please go check that out wherever you get your podcasts with my co-host Alex Eaton. And K-State start off strong, and then the wheels start to fall off. Mainly in the third quarter in this one, as they drop to Lawrence in Lawrence to KU 70-63, which drops K-State now below 500 overall and no wins in the Big 12. So combine that with the men, only one win between the two squads here in Little Apple here so far in the 2020-2021 basketball seasons. That is not very good, especially with a team that was preseason picked to be in the top five. Things ain't looking good for them, despite a big-time game from Chrissy Carr. 24 points in this game. Played 37 minutes, was 9 of 19 from the field in this game. Took only 6 shots from beyond the arc, hit 2 of them, 6 rebounds for her. Huge game for her in this one. But 24 points was all of not to be not for this team. They drop another conference game, which put them pretty much 0-4, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that's, man, it's gotta be tough right now, especially you're still within the pandemic right now. But still, though, no excuse though here. 24, and then your next lady, of course, is Ioka Lee, who had 14-12 against KU in this one as well. But yeah, 70-63. In this game on the road, so you lose back to back, especially coming off of a heartbreaking loss in West Virginia two nights before that. So that's a game that you should have won there, and then here. I don't know what's happened with this team over the past week and a half or so, but man, I mean, at least you would have at least had hope that the women's team would be fairly better in the record column than the men. That is not going in the right direction right now. So, looking ahead to this team, obviously, the next game will be this week. I don't know the point. I don't have the schedule in front of me at the moment. But K-State right now, got to be hanging on here as they are still searching for their first conference win. They dropped a 5-6 overall, losing in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown to KU over the weekend, which was also Saturday afternoon as well. K-State, they are dead last right now. 0-4, I said it's 0-3 now, with a record of 5-6 overall. Dead last and looking to climb a tall mountain moving forward here as they enter in a new week in the season. So Jeff Mitty, 5-6 here in the season. This is Eddie Greer III. Another Purple Project Daily is a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.